Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at rehabilitation management of low back pain, and finally, a story about the economic burden of arthritis in the United States. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 609, recorded October 13th. 2017. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. In the past, rehabilitation research initiatives for low back pain have targeted outcome enhancement through personalized treatment approaches, namely through classification systems. Although the use of classification systems has enhanced outcomes, common management practices have not changed. The prevalence of low back pain is still high, and only selected patients meet the classification system's profile, namely those with a nociceptive context. Similarly, although practice guidelines propose some level of organization and occasionally a timeline of care provision, each mainly provides best practice for isolated treatment approaches. Moreover, there is no theoretical framework that has been proposed that guides the rehabilitation management process of mechanical low back pain. In a recently published commentary, the authors propose a model constituted of five domains: nociceptive drivers, nervous system dysfunction drivers, comorbidity drivers, cognitive emotional drivers, and contextual drivers, grounded as mechanisms driving pain and/or disability in low back pain. This theoretical model is designed to provide a more comprehensive management overview by appreciating the relative contribution of each domain driving pain and disability. Surf to our show notes for the full article. Arthritis of all types in the United States carried an economic burden of over $300 billion in the year 2013, nearly 1% of the gross domestic product that year, according to a CDC analysis. An estimated $139.8 billion in medical bill payments and $163.7 billion in lost wages were attributed to arthritis in 2013, according to the report. The percentage of people with arthritis who worked was 7.2 percentage points lower than that of people without arthritis, after adjustment for sociodemographics and chronic conditions. The analysts who look at personal earnings losses among adults aged 18 through 64 who had ever worked for pay restricted their study to this group to prevent lost wages from being overestimated. They calculated the percentage of people who worked in 2013, the average annual earnings stratified by arthritis status, and the difference in average earnings between those with and without arthritis. After adjusting for differences in sociodemographic characteristics and chronic conditions, the percentage of working age adults with arthritis who worked was 7.2 points lower than it was for those without arthritis. Surf to our show notes for the full article. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Theodore Roosevelt. Do what you can with all you have, wherever you are. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.